Visiting in the new norm is our way of learning how the pandemic has affected the people, the organizations in our region. Almost 1 year ago, the world as we knew it stopped. Restaurants and bars stopped serving people, theaters shuttered, and all the rest. While this was an effort to thwart the spread of the coronavirus, it thwarted successful business models in ways that were simply unpredictable. As life gets back to normal, many people have made the decision that some elements of the old normal weren't working so great after all. After deep consideration, the owners of Bridget's Pub have decided that the new normal is not going to look like the old normal when life opens up again. Jake Robinson from Bridget's Pub in downtown Bemidji is with us now to talk about how the pandemic changed life at the pub and how the new norm will definitely be new for his staff. Morning, Jake. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, how are we doing, guys? Thanks for having me.
Good. You're welcome. So take us back. Let's go back a year ago. What were you thinking the day before St. Patrick's Day when you realized your Irish pub would simply not be open?
Yeah, that was a pretty strange time for us, considering like St. Patrick's Day is historically our biggest business day of the year. It's something that we really get into and host a variety of events around. And so when we got the news that they were going to close us down that evening, obviously it was devastating. It was a very confusing time, but we were really, really overwhelmed by how many people did come out and support us that day before we could close down, before we had to close down. And that's been kind of the theme of the whole shutdown, the whole year. It's been a year of struggle and adversity. But the amount of support we've received from our community, from everyone, from our lenders to our patrons, our staff, and even people that don't live in Bemidji who supported us in different ways has been overwhelming.
So you have so many competing issues going on as a business owner. You have employees that are relying on an income from you. You've got light bills to pay. You've got all kinds of things. Can you talk specifics a little bit how you weathered the storm over the last year?
So pretty early on, we made the choice, and this was before like the payroll protection program or any of the state level programs or county level or local level programs that got rolled out. But pretty early on, we decided we were going to continue on as long as we could and keep as many people working as we could. That was something that was really important to us. So like myself personally, I stepped back from taking any and all shifts. I actually worked my first shift behind the bar a week and a half ago last Monday in about 11 months. And I was pretty rusty, but it was a big priority for us to keep everyone working and try to keep our team intact as much as we could, just because we didn't really know what was coming down the pipe. We didn't know if we were going to be able to open back up, within 2 or 3 weeks, or if we'd be shut down completely or whatever. But we wanted to have our core group of employees with us. And, these are people's jobs. We wanted people to feel stability in their livelihoods. And during the pandemic, we had staff members that purchased their first homes, got married, expanded their families. And I feel like us being open and trying to maintain things as normal as possible was helpful in that.
Did you receive some of the funding, like the PPP funding and things like that, to help out?
Yeah, that was a really, really, really big help. That worked exactly as it was supposed to. We were able to keep people working. If there wasn't business volume to support staff hours, we'd have staff tackle small projects and just keep people on the clock and keep paychecks coming out. So that really was an impactful and effective program for us.
I think it was a really tough year for everybody. We'd never all gone through this kind of thing before. As a business owner, how was sort of managing all the new safety protocol and also employees or people coming in that maybe didn't want to follow some of that safety protocol? That's got to be pretty tough.
Yeah, that has been a challenge. And the most challenging part about this whole thing has kind of been the moving target. And it's stabilized now since January. We've seen a pretty the regulatory environment's been a lot more stable. But before that, restrictions on capacity and guidances were changing week to week, and it was really tough to kind of keep track of everything and adjust how we were supposed with what we were supposed to be doing. You know, we had to undergo like 4 or 5 radical concept changes inside of like a 6-month period between, you know, takeout only, outdoor dining only, back to takeout only. It was extremely challenging.
So there's this constant question that goes around that people talk in their social groups is that when someone comes into your business and they do not have a mask on, you have a huge dilemma on your hands. One is you want to please your customer and you don't want to lose a customer per se, but yet you've got those rules to follow. How in the world do you manage that?
Yeah, and that has been one of the more difficult and nuanced pieces of this. And we haven't had too many cases of people overtly, you know, refusing. There are people who will come in and usually a gentle reminder. And most people will comply without too much prodding. You know, there have been a couple of testier incidents, but I can count those on one hand. But it is certainly a challenge. And that is, you know, one difficult part about the whole pandemic is people's varying views on the best way to handle it. And then we have strict guidances that we're need to abide by.
We're talking to Jake Robinson from Bridget's Irish Pub in downtown Bemidji. As things are going back to normal, you've made the decision that what's most important to you, your employees, really matter, and you've taken the opportunity to do things a little differently. Tell us how you're moving forward.
Yeah, so as of this week, all of our non-tip staff, the starting wage is increasing to $15 an hour. So that'll affect cooks, dishwashers, cleaners, things like that. And then we're also rolling out a company-wide IRA match program, and that's available to all employees that have been with us for 6 months or longer. And that decision, through the pandemic, you know, we really, really saw how committed our staff was, and just the way that they stepped up was just incredible, and dealt with all the uncertainty and all the changing guidelines. And so we kind of looked at it and looked up, you know, what are the things that we could do that are going to be the most impactful on people's long-term quality of life. And these are some of the jumping off points that we decided on.
That's great.
Yeah, that's really good. So how's business going right now?
It's certainly picking up. You know, people are feeling more comfortable. And that was a big part of it, is with the capacity restrictions. You know, we had a lot of people that were giving the restrictions flack and saying, oh, you know, how are you going to make it if they'll only let you be open to 50%? And for a big part of that, I mean, we couldn't even fill up to 50%. People just didn't feel comfortable coming out when things with our case rates and positivity rates were really quite bad in the area. And now that those have gotten under control, we're seeing more consumer confidence and people, you know, and the weather's nicer, vaccinations are rolling out. So people are feeling safer. And yeah, it's starting to feel more like normal than it has in a while.
Well, I tell you what, if you think your employees were working great and hard and dedicated for you before, that's going to be even more so now.
We certainly hope so. You know, we're always looking to expand our team. And that was a big part of it too, is building a really core team rather than kind of having the revolving door that's typical in the service industry. The model we want to get to is just having a more stable group of employees where we're not constantly training new people in or being understaffed or short-staffed.
Jake Robinson from Bridget's Irish Pub. We sure appreciate your support of KEXE, KBXE, and good to hear from you.
I got one more question.
Absolutely.
Hey,
yeah.
Jake, I got one more question. You said yesterday or whatever it was, or this week was your first time behind the bar and it was tough. What'd you screw up?
Oh boy, just man. I mean, it's pretty tough. Like, you know, when you're running food, making drinks, and then the phone starts ringing for takeout orders, and it can really kind of disrupt that rhythm. And when you're not when you're a little bit rusty, those little things trip you up a little more. but fortunately, all my customers were very, very forgiving and understanding. But yeah, I need to practice a little bit more.
All right. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're visiting in the new norm. This conversation is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Coming up, we'll have